The next is a special meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council, meeting with the Honorable Senator Joseph H. Montoya. The Navajo Tribal Council and the Navajo Chapter Officers and the people of the community discuss about the Navajo people's need. The Crown Point Boarding School, the Chinesium, Crown Point, New Mexico, on September 20, 1969. The Navajo people had a meeting with the Senator Joseph and Montoya. As they came together, tours of the Eastern Navajo Housing Association Party for Housing and Block Planning, Executive Office of the Eastern Navajo and Director Council. Tours of the Wingate School, Executive Officer and Education Staff met with Senator Joseph N. Montoya at Crown Point Boarding School Auditorium. The meeting agenda. Meeting called to order by Ernest Pesenti, President, Eastern Navajo Council. Introduction and guests. Appointed of Sergeant at Arm. Presentation by preparing a statement to Senator Joseph M. Montoya. Land needs and problem. Ed O. Plummer, Superintendent, Eastern Navajo Agency. Justification, problem, laws, Enforcement Act. Edward O. Plummer, Superintendent, Eastern Navajo Agency. Education needs, Ernest C. Pesenti, President, Eastern Navajo Agency. Road needs, Joe Domingo, Councilman, District 15. Health and sanitary needs. Anna Deschini, Secretary, Bread Spring Chapter. Tourists and Recreation. Taylor Harrison, Councilman, District 19. Economic Development, Wilson C. Skeet, Councilman, District 16. Industrial Development, Wilson C. Skeet, Councilman, District 16. Development of Natural Resource, Wilson C. Skeet, Councilman, District 16. Water needs, domestics and livestock, Edward O. Plummer, Superintendent, Eastern Navajo Agency. Housing needs, Edward T. Begay, President, Church Rock chapter. Employment. Wilson Skeet, Chairman, District 16. Welfare and Related Needs. Edward T. Begay, President, Church Rock chapter. Other Needs. Ernest C. Bisenti, Eastern Navajo Agency. Phoned by Honorable J. N. Montoyo, Senator to the United States Congress. Other agenda material. Appointed of a committee to prepare the program planning and budget report for the Eastern Navajo Agency in congested with the burden of Indian Affairs, requesting the establishment of the local service field office of Gallup, New Mexico. Discussion on the law and order activity in the Eastern Navajo Agency area. Discussion on the student opinion building at Wingate High School. These are the way that the meeting was set up. Meeting with Senator Joseph N. Montoyo, Eastern Navajo Council. Introduction. This meeting has been sheltered with the Honorable Senator Montoyo to discuss the various needs, deserving, and plans of the Eastern Navajo people. The Eastern Navajo Council, representing approximately 27,000 Navajo people and having a membership of 116, made arrangement for the visit by Senator Montoyo and for the use of the Crown Point boarding school activity. The Eastern Navajo Council is involved, interested in the welfare of the Navajo people, and the membership has taken upon themselves and leadership to have the needs, deserve, and plan considered by all concerned for the betterment and advancement of the Navajo people. The council very much deserved to use every resource available and to cremate these resources to help the Navajo people. The council is responsible by several spokesmen to present statement outlining the needs, deserving, and plans of the Navajo people. The typist manner are not really in participate, and each one is almost depending upon the others to obtain and desire betterment and evidence. Eastern Navajo Council, it is strongly hesitate that the Navajo people in the Eastern Navajo area highly deserve to do things themselves, and they only want a change to accomplish the things they deserve for the Navajo people. They welcome all aids and assisting that is available to them. The Eastern Navajo Council discuss on needs deserving a plan, land needs and problem. Generally, the Eastern Navajo Agency area comprised of over 2 to 4 billion areas of land and 8 Myanmar's tops of land has long been faced with land needs, land problem, and administration problem. Through the years, many efforts were made to solve these needs and problems, such as attempt to aid portion of the off-reservation area to the Navajo reservation, withdrawal of government lands for use by the Navajo people, until advocate legislation was enacted to transfer tillies to the lands to the Navajo people. Agreement on land administration between the burdens of Indian affairs and the burden of land management, agreement with the non-Indians on the land's use and the like. The remaining resource of these problems are non-ownership of approximately 40% of the land user, acceptance and the control by the Navajo people, problems of justification under the various agents involved with the concerning with the Navajo affair. Eastern Navajo Council lack of development due to question of the justification, non-land ownership, and inconsiderate of police. Change of demonstration of tribe, federal, state, and other government. To solve these land needs and related problems, the consider effect has been made over the past 5 years by the Navajo people. The burden of Indian affairs and burden of land management. The state of New Mexico and other agency to come to some understanding on the demonstration of the Eastern Navajo area. The following has been compulsion to the date. establishment of the